Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We've got several guests in studio tonight covering several different topics.
I kept trying to get him to finish a verse, but he just kept singing.
With us, our regular Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church.
Woo-hoo.
How are you, Bobby?
Excellent. Excellent.
It's good to see you,
Big D.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
If you want to get started with a prayer, we'll do that.
Yes, Father God, we are so grateful. We're grateful that you have chosen to make yourself known, that you have revealed yourself through your Spirit. Father, we're thankful for that. And we are consistently seeking to know you and always possible to the fullest degree that you would allow us to, that you guide us and direct us, inspire us in your new creation, in this new life that we live in Jesus Christ, that you are reconciling all things in heaven and earth into him and through him. In Jesus we do pray. Amen.
Amen. So how's things over at Coleman High School?
Yeah, it's a little bit quiet.
Is it now?
Today was the last student day.
Wow.
So, man, yeah, it's quiet. Tomorrow's a teacher day, and then summer.
Summertime.
Yeah.
And I guess school starts like the first or second week of August.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's...
I think there's...
Every high school student just changed the channel when you said that. They're like, I'm not listening to that.
Used to when I was a kid, it was like the beginning
middle
of
September.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't come back till Christmas. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah.
you'd have parents riding in the street.
Yeah, they turned it off. I think there's actually 7 weeks of summer vacation.
Wow, that's not much at all.
Summer, yeah, break.
Wow.
7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but everything's good. You know, we've got everything turning upside down. Got desks and out in the hall and all that, because we're going to go in and clean those floors and, you know, do our summer maintenance.
So is that more of a deep cleaning now during the summer?
Well, we do, we scrub floors and rewax and those kind of things.
Wow.
So, you know, do some light maintenance, things like that. Scrape the bubble gum off the sidewalk.
I bet there's a few hundred little wads probably everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But look,
we don't even try to get it off the desk anymore.
School has changed so much from when I was in high school back in the 80s, you know.
Yeah, man.
I think now you'd have to scrape it off the iPad. I don't know.
Exactly. Yes, that's so true.
Look, Bobby, when I was at Coleman High School, you could have a note from your parent, and you could actually smoke on the other side of the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you see that happening now?
There's no tobacco allowed on campus of any kind.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How times
are changing. I know. I was, you know, looking, you know, of course, now there's no real dress code on hair and beards and those things.
Really?
And I quit school because they're going to make me shave. You know?
Now it's Duck Dynasty all the way. Just grow your big old beard.
I know.
Wow.
So, yeah, things are so much different, you know, but that's the way life is. Continues to change.
And thank goodness Jesus is all part of it.
And he is consistent, man.
You know, what's he say? Saved by his grace.
Yeah. They say he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes.
You know, and how wonderful is that? Because we as human beings,
we
change within minutes.
Yes.
Our attitude changes.
Yes.
How we think changes. If we're being influenced by somebody, sometimes we'll get caught up in that influence. But he is the same all the time. His love is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I often think about that, is that how can he love us all the same consistently all the time? Even whatever we may do in our lives. And I'm sure he already knows what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I always say, you know, I'm so blessed. And just to be saved by his grace, you know, for him to love me for everything that I've done in my life.
Yeah.
But yet he knew, you know, that I was always going to be a sinner.
Yeah.
But yet his love is that great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, what the things you're talking about is, I think it's really, it's much deeper than our human comprehension and experience. Because the love you're talking about is not an emotional love. It's not based on
how
he feels about you today.
Exactly right.
And it's not based on how he feels about what you've done or haven't done. You see, the way he loves is about who he is.
Exactly.
And because he has chosen to love you, sets a value on you.
Exactly.
Because his love has value. So his consistency is, it's always there. I mean.
I think one of the things that amazes me, Bobby, is as big as the world is, and as many millions upon millions of people there is, yet he knows every single one and has the same love for every single one. How incredible is that?
Absolutely correct. Incredible. Mm-hmm.
I just can't comprehend as a human being.
Yes.
That he knows everyone, and yet he's omnipresent with no time, and he can be anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah. So it makes us imagine what kind of a being is he. You know,
exactly.
I mean, we think of God in terms that we can and that we have to relate to, but most of the time we're trying to interpret God through our own human perception.
Exactly.
And so we begin to try to make him into our own image.
Right.
But to know him as he is, now that's a different thing, and that's part of what I was praying about. The revelation. The only way to do that is by his revealing himself to us.
Exactly.
So what kind of being does it take to know everybody all the time?
Exactly.
To be everywhere. To create as he does.
So you know, and it reminds me of that show, I guess, maybe, I don't know what the show was, maybe Oh God or something. Jim Carrey was in it. And what's the other guy's name? Anyway, he was God, and then he let Jim Carrey be God.
Yes.
You know, and so all these people started praying, and Jim Carrey can hear it, and it's like crazy. You know, he's hearing a million voices at one time, and he's like, I can't do this.
Yes, exactly.
But yet God can.
Yeah,
you know,
he can.
And, yeah, and one thing that I was saying something to Danielle maybe a week or so ago is that I was struggling with a time with my family, and the thing that I'd done, and I swear I'd done it every day, you know, I prayed for this certain situation, and one day, you know, this is 2-3 years go by, and I was reminded that, you know, Daryl, when you pray to me, you ask me what you need, and then you have the faith in me that I will work through it. So you don't have to pray to me 7 days a week reminding me of what you need, because I already know. So let your faith step in.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, there are things and times we ought to ask for things. There's no irreverence in asking for things. But there's also the fact that what you're saying, he knows what we need.
Exactly.
Would we not trust him?
Exactly.
Does he not love us enough to provide what we need?
Right.
Without us asking? I mean, would you, one of your small children, would you make them ask to feed them, or are you going to feed them because they need to be fed?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not feeding them kids until they ask me, right?
Exactly.
I think he's that kind of father that, you know, we don't have to worry or be anxious because, you know, we have to ask for everything. I think we can trust him to provide. And the fact that we do ask for things, and sometimes we get those, sometimes we don't. All that's love.
Exactly.
Because if he loves us as he does, then
because Bobby, many times I've prayed to him and said, "Thank you for not answering my prayer."
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
Something better came along.
In hindsight, I am glad. I'm so glad. So
that's,
many
that's
things.
Right.
At the time, I wasn't glad, but now I'm glad. Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I just wanted to share, you know, with all the listeners that not only the love that he has for us, but how big he is. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll give you an example. Last night we were watching this show on meteorites, and it was just amazing to see the galaxies and how huge this is. Mm-hmm. But yet when I think of him, I can just imagine God having Earth and the planets in his hands just looking at it, because he's that mighty. He's that big.
Yes.
You know, it's just all in his hand.
Yes. And so if we look at creation, I believe that creation itself witnesses of the evidence that there is a God. I mean,
exactly.
I believe that, and I know there's different opinions on that. But if he created all that we know, wow, what, you know, what kind of God does it take to create something? Because, you know, if he can create it, then the creator is always greater than the creation.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The way that the creation wows us in so many ways, he is so much above and beyond all that. And that's incredible.
I think one of the things, you know, that's a constant reminder to me, is when he created Adam, the knowledge that God has about DNA and how the body works, and how long did it take us to actually realize what DNA was and its effects?
Yes.
Maybe 20 years ago?
So how
many years has gone by?
Yeah.
You know, and it took us that long to figure out what that was. But yet, in the very beginning, he already knew the entire plan of DNA and your genes and...
And for him, that's a small
thing. Oh, it really is.
I wonder, did he even think about it, or was this part of it?
When he spoke it, it wasn't just
You know
it.
What I'm saying? So, but for us, it's a big deal. You know, thinking about the love of God, I want to reinforce something for our listeners, especially. A lot of times when people think about the love of God and him loving us and that, we tend to want to measure that on our performance day by day.
Yeah. I agree, because I've been guilty of that.
Yeah. But God loved us already, long ago. He made a choice to love us long ago. So he's not basing his love on how we do today.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I said last Sunday, you know, sending Jesus was the demonstration that God loved us. For him saying, I love you, it was he sent Jesus.
Right.
And if he never did anything else for us ever, if we never even had contact with him or anything, that one act ought to be enough for us to know that God loves us.
Right.
And so he made a choice and a commitment to love us, and so he loves us consistently, irregardless of our behavior. He loves us. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't want our behavior to change at times.
Exactly.
But, you know, how he wants that to change matters. That's by the gospel. But my point is, his love does not vacillate between our performance, because it is centered only in Jesus being sent and dying and paying that sacrifice.
Right. And as a human being myself, you know, I've struggled with the way... And this is just me, with the way that I have served him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. It was probably 2 weeks ago, Sunday morning, I'm driving to church. And I'm stopping at a stop sign, maybe a mile from the church. And I'm thinking, you know, Daryl, you're not at your full potential. And I'm praying to him. And I said, but you know what? God, I know you still love me. So I don't really think that I need to sit here and tell you that I need to rededicate my life to you every single week, because you love me, you forgive me,
yes.
I'm your son, you're my father.
Yes.
And that, with my faith in you, mm-hmm. to know that I'm saved.
Absolutely.
You know, and for me to guarantee know that I have everlasting life with you.
Yes. So I think resolving those questions, because that's some form of unbelief, to not believe that he has accepted us,
right,
and loves
exactly.
us. And I believe that it creates an underlying anxiety that we have that interferes with our relationship with him. Because
right.
we have some doubt about, well,
right.
does he really love me?
Right.
Am I really
right.
okay? Or do I need to watch out? And I think resolving those issues, to have confidence that he is God who loves us as a father, I think that enhances our relationship with him tremendously, to be able to settle into that.
But you know, it's just taken me in time. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm learning something new every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for me to pray that 2 weeks ago as I was going to church, I'm like, you know, that's real.
Yeah, that's real. And that's true with all of us. We're all growing and developing and changing, and I think he does that within us. He brings us to our attention to those things too. Be aware of that.
But as a human being and as a man, of course, my biggest thing with me personally is failing him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I never want to do that.
Yeah.
And so it's just something that, you know, that I think about, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm saved by his grace.
And that's not that's a good intention to have, but defining what failing means is important.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, what does it mean to fail him? So,
right.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah. You have to get that worked out. It's like, well, okay, I'm afraid of doing that. I don't want to do that. But what does that mean?
Right.
I think it's important because it might be different than what you think.
It could be.
Yeah, he might feel different about that than you.
That's
it's like
correct.
One of our kids, you know. I mean, you know, what could they do to for us to feel like they failed us?
Right.
Well, that could be different than what they feel like.
Exactly. Here we go. Good point.
Have a conversation with him about that.
Yeah,
what's
I
that
will.
Because like? I've been really, in the last couple of weeks, I've been preaching about it, and then this is a deep thing in my own life is, you know, what does it take to really love God? And I think I mentioned that the last couple of weeks. It's like, what does that mean? I mean,
right. This
being that we're talking about has created everything and all this stuff and knows everything everywhere. How do you love a God like that?
Right. How
do I love a God like that? I mean, he's sufficient in his own self. I cannot add anything to him.
You know?
Anything I could give to him or do for him is not going to increase him any.
Right.
So what can I do to love him? And I think he's made that doable and very practical. And
exactly.
And that is, we love one another.
Exactly. Thank you, Bobby, for being in again this week on the Big D Radio Show. I love you, brother.
Yes, sir.
This
My
is
pleasure.
Pastor Bobby Hill of New Life Church right on Wealthy Road. We always invite you to our church and praise and worship with us on Sunday.
And how do you get to Wealthy Road? You know I had to ask that.
Well, 11th Street Southeast will run you right into it at the curve. Coming up, hey, we've got some Coleman High School students here with the dance line. We're going to talk about their fundraiser at Applebee's. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Hey, look, I've got some Bearcats in here in the studio. How about that? So, young ladies, look, I'm also a former Coleman Bearcat myself. Look, once you're a Bearcat, you're always a Bearcat, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
But look, the high school didn't look as nice when I was there as it does now. Now it looks like a college campus over there.
Very true.
So now you are part of the Coleman High School dance line. So tell me what you do with the dance line. Are you dancing at the football games or what? Tell me what you do.
We perform with the band during halftime.
Just at the football games or where, what all?
We do football games and we do competitions and pep rallies at the school and little things like that.
Now, Big D, I have to chime in here. Were you a resident band geek or were you not a band geek? Man, I'm a band geek back here.
I could not play a harmonica, dude. It was that bad. I was never in the band.
So that's why you became a disc jockey.
That's why I became a DJ, because I couldn't do anything else.
But now I can do both, and I was on the drum line, although this was back in the ancient 90s, you know. I know, you were in the 80s, but anyway.
What year did you graduate, Jay?
I graduated in 95.
Wow, you are young.
And since you have a couple of giggling high school students in there, one of my best friends growing up was Christopher Smith, so there you go.
Christopher Smith.
He's a high school band director.
Is he really?
Yep.
Wow.
So I'm not allowed to share any secrets, so I'm sorry.
I'm not going to ask. So, do y'all play instruments since Jay's a big geek?
Yes.
No way. So, you're on the dance line, and tell me what you play.
I play the clarinet,
and I play the flute.
Wow.
I play the timpani. Woohoo!
All right, well, I don't play nothing.
And I still play in the community band, too, so there you go.
Well, look, you know, it's like all you band geeks, like, y'all just do that stuff for life, don't you? Like you never stop. So one of my friends, Mad Dog Mike, Mike's Barbecue, so he was on the drum line at Coleman High School back in...
I never knew that.
Yeah, he was.
He needs to come play, because we're always short drummers.
I'm pretty sure he was on the drum line, but he also played the trumpet, I think. So, yeah, who would have ever known that he was multi-talented? So, yeah, that's what gives me some people, like, I'll play the drums, and I play the guitar, and I play the flute, and the clarinet, and the saxophone. I mean, what kind of people do that? I mean, really?
People that get on stage and earn millions of dollars at concerts, Big D.
That's why I'm at Live 95.5.
Bands like, I don't know, Chicago.
Oh, me. Okay. These young ladies are like, hey, we're here for a reason. I'm here to come.
Yeah, I was going to say, in favor of your audience, I don't think the band Chicago has ever been in a dance line. So there you go.
I bet they haven't. So what kind of music do they play during halftime that you dance to? Isn't every year they change it?
Yes, sir.
So you have no idea what this coming year is going to be?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. You'll find out a week before? Look, Mom's over here going, yeah. Yes, there is.
I remember back in 94, we just had to kick in and play Cold Hearted because that was the hot song of the year.
Paula Abdul?
Cold
Hearted Snake or something?
Something like that.
You not know.
And I really hated playing that, too. I really did.
So, Mom, can we not reveal it or what? Is it a top secret?
Not yet.
Okay. No, we can't reveal it. Look, that's top secret information. And if I give that out... they'll kick me off the radio station.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So it's top secret. We're not going to talk about it. We're just going to talk about the dance line. So we're going to do a benefit at Applebee's this Saturday, 9 a.m. Is that correct?
June 3rd, Saturday.
Oh, well, look. So I'm a week off. So look, if you go to Applebee's this week, just tell them you want to give them a couple bucks anyway. So, no, anyway, it's June 3rd. Starts at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.?
It starts at 7 and it goes till 10.
7 a.m. to 10 a.m. So you know what? I should have wrote that down. So you can buy the tickets from all of you that's going to be there. Is that correct? Or
yes,
you get a ticket when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that buys or gets the ticket, gives it to Applebee's, they're going to give you a certain percentage of that. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what are we going to buy with that money?
It will be a pancake breakfast with a stack of pancakes, sausage, and a drink, like Coke products.
Okay.
And tea, coffee, and water.
Look, I like Coke with my pancakes. Is something wrong with that? So all this money that we raise, are we going to buy new dance costumes or what?
Yes, sir. It goes towards our costume fund.
So now does your costumes change every single year?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's expensive, I bet. You know, back in my day, I bet they wore the same thing for like 10 years in a row. No lie. Plaid skirts and... Look, these moms, they know what I'm talking about. They know what plaid is.
Well, I remember back in my day that the trips, compared to the trips that they take now, I'm jealous, y'all. I'm really jealous. I mean, the farthest away we ever went was, like, Disney World, because every class has got to go to Disney World, and, like, Knoxville. That was, like, it. So you guys have been to like New York City, and I don't even know where all.
Well, I
bet keep up with it.
I bet you didn't have many participants in your day, so y'all probably drove a short bus, didn't you?
We had to get out and push the bus.
So what do you guys ride in, like these big fancy buses now?
We ride in charter buses.
Wow. How plush is there that? Come on. Wow.
That's right. Big old yellow bus wouldn't make it that far.
No, it would not. It would not. So tell me some of the places that you've been in dance competitions.
For competitions, we've been just regional to like JSU. This past year, we went to Hoover and Austin High School.
Austin in Decatur.
Yes, sir.
So you never go out of state or anything like that?
Not for competitions, we don't. But for band trips, we do.
So where do you go on band trips?
Our freshman year, we went to Universal. And our sophomore year, we went to New York. And this past year, we went to Chicago. Mm. And then this next year, we're going to Disney.
Wow.
Every 4 years, got to go to Disney. That's how it works.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Never done anything like that when I was in the 80s. Wow. So, new costume.
I don't think y'all have really experienced man life till you've gone to Knoxville. I mean, come on.
What's in Knoxville anyway?
I don't even know. I think there's a parade.
Neyland Stadium is in Knoxville, and that's the only thing that I can think of. Because nobody in Alabama likes Tennessee anyway, so.
Mm, that's true.
So, yeah, we don't want to go to Knoxville. These girls want to go to Vegas or something.
Unless it's like, you know, the Crimson Tide going to show Knoxville something. But,
yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
So, do you know what your new design is for next year?
Yes,
or
sir.
Is it top secret information again?
Well, it's kind of top secret. It is, but we do know what they're going to look like.
So, are they flashy with the sequins and the stuff like that?
Yes,
so, do you have certain kind of boots that you wear, or do you wear boots?
We don't wear boots.
What do you wear? Tennis shoes?
Jazz shoes.
What's a jazz shoe?
It's our dance shoes that we dance in. We wore boots last year, but we're doing jazz shoes this year.
So do they have like a big heel on them or something?
No,
sir. Kind of flat so you can actually walk.
Yes, sir.
So how long are you out there in the halftime? Are you basically dancing the entire time that the band is doing the show?
Yes.
Okay. So do you ever get tired? Because I bet I would.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
So during the year, how much are you actually practicing for the dance line?
Every day.
Every day.
No way.
Except for weekends.
So how many different routines do you have to learn?
Depending on how many songs that we have is how many routines that we do have.
It could be anywhere from 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And how long does your routine last? I mean, probably the length of the song, I would imagine, 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's cool, man.
All right, so I got to ask, like back when I was doing the band thing in high school, we did like a 4-hour rehearsal on Thursday nights, and then we came in like 7:30 every morning. So how often do you guys, like every day now?
It's about every day. It's usually after school. On Thursdays, we meet in the afternoon. That way it's cooler and it's not so hot.
Okay.
So when you practice, are you indoors when you practice?
No, sir.
So it's always outdoors?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We have different camps, like Dance Line Camp, which is just the dance line, is indoors. But then, and that's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then band camp is outside with all of the band. And that's from 6:30, no, that's 8 to 12, and then 6:30 to 9.
See, they're nice. They break it up for them now instead of making them go all day long.
So are both of you in the band?
Yes, sir.
They would herd us to the lunchroom and feed us Hardee's for lunch and ride back out to the field.
Hardee's.
Y'all don't still get to do band initiations, do you? You don't even know what that is, do you?
No.
You know what it is, don't you, Big D?
I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
The things y'all are
missing out on being such young kids.
So now, how does that work out on Friday Night Football? Are you actually playing in the band or are you on the dance line?
We're on the dance line.
We're on the dance line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We play our instruments in concert in symphonic band.
Okay, cool. So y'all travel around for the band concerts also to different high schools?
We do for our little competition that we do. It's called MPA. We travel there to do that.
Okay. Look, I've learned a lot. How about that? So it's going to be June 3rd at Applebee's, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. So you can walk in. These young ladies will be there. Haley and Bree will have tickets to give you. So you take it, you buy your pancakes, get your Coca-Cola or your coffee, whatever you want. And it will be donated a portion to them so they can get brand new uniforms. So thank y'all for coming in the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you for having us.
And you can come back anytime you want to, and we'll talk about something else.
Yeah, that's been one of my most fun interviews. You got to invite him back. That was fun.
I will. So thank you, Haley. Thank you, Bree.
I have all summer to upload my VHS tapes of initiation to YouTube. Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks to your moms for bringing you here. And we will see you again soon, maybe before school starts.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know how I am.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. In studio with me is John Hughes. John, welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Daryl. Right,
man, we're glad to have you in here. So John, you're actually going to be at Berkeley Bob's Coffee House because they're presenting Mental Health of Coleman Emergency Fund. It's a benefit concert featuring you, Pop Skull Hughes, and Coffee House Friends. It's going to be this Saturday, May 27th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So look, everybody coming out to Berkeley Bob's, it's a great cause. $10 donation, and you get a free Pop Skull Hughes CD. So how cool is that?
Hey, why not?
So on your CD, how many songs do you have on it?
There's just 8 on there. I recorded it back around the millennium, and I didn't get a chance to drop the second album yet, but I'm going to do that. I had to stop my little career in my songwriting, and had to start raising some kids. I had a death in my family,
I had
to start raising some kids. They're student athletes down there at Hansville. And then I lost my mother in 2010, so I was taking care of her.
Right. So just some difficult times as you're going down the road. So tell me, how long have you been playing?
Probably since 94, 95, somewhere in there.
And tell me what all instruments that you play.
I play harmonica, and I play this guitar, and I play electric guitar and that.
Awesome. So now do you play anywhere around Coleman on a regular basis or the North Alabama area?
Okay, I play at Berkeley Bob's most of the time on Monday nights at the open mic. I played at the other radio station's talent contest. I played in that. I can't even say it, but there was just two of us in it. There was just two of us in it.
Now, you told me earlier that you'd actually had been around Nashville for a little bit.
Well, I played at the Bluebird a couple of times.
That was awesome.
I played up at Bluebird Cafe a couple of times, and I ran out of money, couldn't travel back and forth. I joined Nashville Songwriters Association, learned how to write songs and that. It's my therapy. It's therapy for me.
So how long have you been writing songs?
Probably since the early 90s.
Wow. So in your whole time, about how many songs have you written already?
Probably anywhere from started.
Right, exactly.
And delayed, that kind of thing, somewhere anywhere between 50 and 100 songs.
Wow, there. How about that? That's incredible.
It's great for me. I love to write. Sometimes I get the writer's block, but it's great therapy for me. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 99, and I've been on disability ever since, so it's big. It's good therapy for me.
Oh, sure it is. So you play a lot up here at Berkeley Bob's, and I'm sure it's good for you to help the community and to help the mental health of Coleman. So I'm sure they appreciate you a lot for what you do for them and the benefit concert that you're doing.
Well, they've been running an ad in the Coleman Times for help with this fund here. Some of these folks don't have the medication, they don't have hygiene products, that kind of thing. They have actually close to nothing. So I saw the need. They helped me back in the late 90s, so I went to bat for them. I thought it was a great cause, and
it is a great cause.
So I want to help them. Chris Van Dyke is a great guy up there, director of mental health at Coleman, and I'm going to go to bat for them if I can.
That's awesome. So play the song real quick.
I can.
Well, why don't you tell us what you're going to play?
This is one I wrote a while back. I got sick in the late 90s, and it's called Racing Thoughts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Coleman John Hughes with Racing Thoughts.
Like a can of worms or a coffee cup. I can't help it, baggies brawl. These guys ain't no racing thoughts. I come by
had much choice in this crazy hand I caught. Guess I'm gonna have to learn to live with these tango racing balls. Miss Hill forever, but get it. It's been a fight. God knows I brought these tango racing dogs. I don't fight them honest like a Grand Prix in my head. Playing down the backstretch, too fast for a brain to be fed. Not like I had much choice in this crazy hand I caught. I'm gonna have to learn to live with these tango racing balls. Racing thoughts now, racing thoughts, racing thoughts now, racing thoughts, racing thoughts now, racing thoughts, racing thoughts now, yeah.
Excellent job, John Hughes. Thank you for that. Racing Thoughts. So you can check out John Hughes. Look, Berkeley Bob's Coffee House. It's the Mental Health of Coleman Emergency Fund benefit concert featuring Pop Skull Hughes right here. Saturday, May 27th. This is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So bring your family, bring your friends, come out. It's a $10 donation, and you're going to get one of his CDs. Thank you very much for coming to the Big D Radio Show. We appreciate you, John, and everything that you do for the community.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95. We've got Diana Harrison coming up next from Montevallo, and we're going to talk about some of the products that she sells. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. Hey, it's Live 95.5.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a senior's only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light, and then his life began. I said, oh yeah. I said, oh yeah. Augustine knew temptation. He loved women, wine, and soul. And all the special pleasures of doing something wrong. I said, oh yeah. Yeah. I said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big D, man, I can always get my Rolling Stones fixed with you, man.
Hey, look, man, I can listen to the Stones 7 days a week.
We have so much music here, I would have to listen for like a week to hear this song. But, you know, listen to your show, and here it is.
There it is, man. Everybody can hear it. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me, Diana Harrison from Montevallo, Alabama. She was on just a few weeks ago, actually with Path Changers also, and she was kind enough to stay on the Big D Radio Show.
Awesome, and your guest is ready too, by the way.
And our guest is ready too. So, Diana, welcome back to the Big D Radio Show.
So delighted to be with you.
Man, I'm so glad you're here. So some of the products that you represent and sell is T-Tap and Monate.
And I'm happy to be here, too, because the guy that you just had here, he called me a professional. So he made my week, you know.
he'll be back every week now.
You throw a radio station in spare office space and he calls you professional. Hey, what more can you ask for?
So, Diana, tell me how sales are going for you right now.
They're going great. I actually have free support groups for exercise, which is the T-Tap,
okay,
and natural eating, which is the Strong Enough Natural Eating. It's all on my website, DianaHarrisonStrongEnough.com. Yep. And then I also have a goal group. And so then in addition to that, I've been able to share about Monate, which helps people have healthy hair. So I'm a comprehensive. I help people comprehensively.
Wow.
Because I've lost 11 sizes and over 100 pounds, and now helping other people. So, and Melinda Fit, Dr. Melinda Fit.
Dr. Melinda Fit.
Yep.
Welcome to the Big D Radio Show, Dr. Melinda Fit.
Hi, hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm excited to be here with Diana to talk about T-Tap, which has completely revolutionized my life. I'm actually Diana's sister-in-law.
Well, about that.
And she's the one that taught me about T-Tap and Monate.
Well, all right.
So I listened to her.
So Melinda, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you have to say about both of these products right here?
Well, a little bit about my story is that I first encountered T-Tap back when I was in graduate school, like 2002. And it was amazing. At that point in my life, I was much more concerned about what I look like than I am now. I wasn't as much into the holistic healing that comes about from T-Tap. But what I found is that T-Tap, just, it got me down to very small sizes, which, you know, when you're young, it's stupid, it's important. So what happened was I actually eventually became one of Teresa Tapp's trainers. And
wow.
I worked with her for a while. But eventually, I was injured by an implantable medical device that left me with some permanent disabilities.
Wow.
And it wasn't, and lots of nerve damage and problems throughout various areas in my body. And so I had to kind of quit with the being a T-Tap instructor and being a fitness instructor. And I actually quit working out entirely until about a year ago. And for some reason, I thought, okay, I know how to get better. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to do. I just need to do it. So I pulled out my old T-Tap tapes and like the VHS ones. Still had some of those.
Wow, that's over, Melinda.
And so because of the intervening years, I had read about neuroplasticity and mirror imaging, and mirror neurons, and how professional athletes, if you will visualize yourself performing an exercise, it actually lays down neural pathways in your body so that then you can perform that same movement more effectively, more efficiently. So I thought, okay, I'm going to apply that. I'm going to try that in my life. I can't hardly move. I couldn't, you know, walking was an issue, sitting was an issue, housework was an issue that just caused me a tremendous amount of pain. So using those principles of mirror neurons and neuroplasticity, I started watching these T-top workouts again. I mean, literally, all I could do was lay on the couch and watch her do it. But I spent the time visualizing myself actually doing the movement. And then eventually I was able to get up off the couch and do some of them. I wasn't able to do the whole workout, and I wasn't able to do it perfectly. But every couple of days, I begin to make more and more progress, to the point where, gosh, in January, late January of this year, I was able to come off of all of my pain medications.
Wow.
All of my prescription pain medications. And I was on the legal limits for Cymbalta, Lyrica, Oxy. I mean, everything you could imagine, they were trying to throw out this nerve pain. But as I began to work with T-TAP again, and it took 8 months, it wasn't an immediate cure, and there's still some times where I can tell that the pain levels are starting to rise again, and I need to go lay down and get off my feet and do some self-care that way. But I can function again for the most part. Like I said, I'm never going to be able to mow a lawn again. I'm never going to be able to push a grocery cart. But I can do things with my family again. And so I've reawakened this devotion to T-TAP and to Teresa's principles, where she, it's all about neurokinetic flow and T-TAP, those specific exercises and how they work in the body, and they stretch the fascia and open up the fascia so that nerves can communicate more efficiently and blood can flow more efficiently throughout the body. So that's been my experience with T-TAP, and like I said, I'm a complete devotee of Teresa's, and I know I'll never be able to probably be a trainer for her again, so if I could just get the word out for other people that there's hope, even if you have significant injuries that you're trying to work through, nerve problems, things like that, that this is a solution or part of a solution that could possibly provide some significant health improvements in their life. Because I've seen it in mine. I ended up losing just over 90 pounds at this point, just doing a T-TAP alone. Like I said, I'm not back down to where I was in 2002, but I'll get there because I've got Teresa, actually my DVD player now, every day, or online. I can work out, do the workouts online because she streams some of them online. So that's my experience with T-TAP.
Wow. So Diana, how often do you do this T-TAP, and or in the past?
I typically do it 5 to 6 times a week. You can do it less as you get stronger, but I'm still in my journey. And I did want to add as well that with my brain injury, I've seen this type of neuroplasticity that Melinda's talking about as right. well. And that's what made it so I didn't stutter, repeat myself 8 times for conversation, and
that
type
now.
Of thing. Then you need some T-TAP.
Evidently I do.
So, but yeah, it's been an amazing journey. I'm seeing the healing properties of T-TAP, and I am completely amazed every day and so grateful to Teresa Tapp for what she's done.
So why don't we tell the listeners how we can get this T-TAP?
Okay, well, I actually have it at my website. A lot of people have been interested in how I've, had my journey transpire, and so it's DianaHarrisonStrongEnough.com, and I have a link there to the T-TAP website, as well as to the other, the support groups. At the very top of the page, I've got a list for the support groups that I'm doing that are free to help people, and then also for, the hair products that I help people with for anti-aging luxury hair care, so
right.
that are naturally based. So,
all right. So, and I think you told me that the T-TAP was actually a series of videos.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. And then the beautiful thing about it is you can do it in 15 minutes and be finished for the day. And they've also got, I think last time when I was on, we talked about the body brushing and how that
right.
stimulates your lymphatic system. And it's a program that's doable. You can either stream it online, you can get a DVD and do it. It's inexpensive, 15 minutes. It's absolutely brilliant, and it's changed my life.
So now, is there different levels of these?
Yes.
Beginner stage?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. The beginner... the ones that are for, and everybody's different. They can call the T-TAP office and actually get personal assistance on how to proceed, or in my Strong Enough TTAP fans group, they can jump on. Teresa Tapp's a member of that Facebook group that's free that people can get help with too.
Okay, so not only with the exercise that you're doing with TTAP, so do they give you any help with as far as nutrition goes of maybe what you should be eating, or is it just an exercise regimen only?
Teresa Tapp has a program in her book that it's called the God-Made, Man-Made Food Plan, and she refers to that. I found for me I needed to get rid of sugar and flour, and so I created the Strong Enough Natural Eating to help people, and I've got a Facebook group around that as well.
Wow. So y'all just group on Facebook, don't you?
Yep, we do.
Hey, groups are awesome, though.
And Melinda is starting a group for our Monate group. Melinda, I don't know if you feel like you'd like to say something about what you're doing for Monate. She's a phenomenal resource for everything she does, basically.
Well, for me, I first encountered Monate actually about 2 months ago when I finally admitted to myself that I was disabled and I was never going to be able to work in a traditional 9-to-5 type of setting again at a university or college, you know, because that's really fun to school. You don't get a PhD just to, you know, lay around at home on the couch.
That is correct.
And so I had an awful lot of ambition that was kind of had nowhere to go. And so I encountered Monate, which is this luxury anti-aging hair care line. And it immediately spoke to me because prior to going to school and getting lots of degrees, I actually cut hair and worked behind a chair for a little while as a stylist. So this immediately appealed to me just as a product line. And then I really got to understand the business opportunity behind it and that it was something that someone like me who has significant mobility issues and whose husband works in a war zone and, you know, who's left at home with, you know, the 3 kids, 2 cats, and 2 dogs, that it was something I could do that would fit my lifestyle but still allow me to provide the leadership and the opportunity and the education that I had spent so long, that skill set I had spent so long developing in graduate school and immediately afterwards in my studies. And so I reached out to a couple of family members, friends, and this thing has grown. I've got now 146 people in my organization.
Wow.
In the last 8 weeks.
Because that's incredible.
It's because of the quality of the product. This is a professional grade product. It's just, you know, a lot of times people are like, well, it's, you know, salon exclusivity, you know, don't buy it from a salon, then it must not be good enough.
Right.
And once I got this product in my hands and I started using it, I realized that very much like Apple was a disruptor in the personal computer industry, Monate is the same thing in the hair care industry.
Okay.
They have a superior product that's being delivered in a very different way, and it's turning the hair world just upside down. These products work. They're scientifically backed. They have research behind them. And so it's just been this product line that I'm not going to say that it sells itself because it's work, but it has been so exciting to be watching this grow and watching word get out about this product line. It's a very new company. It's only 2.5 years old. It's based out of Miami, Florida, and it's been an exceptional ride these last 8 weeks, and I can't see where it goes from here. I can't wait to see where it goes from here because it's been phenomenal.
And we actually have some of the products here in front of me, and Diana just has so many different things. It's just so why don't you tell me some of the things that we have, Diana?
Okay, well, we have 5 systems with Monate. We have, I love the children's line. I've got special needs children. My children have been through a lot, my youngest specifically, a lot of toxicity issues when he was in the NICU for 6 months. So I look really, really closely at what I can do to eliminate toxicity in his life. And that is one of the things that I've found with this product, that he can, you know, have that lessened, that load lessened from you know, the things that we put in his hair.
Right.
So we've got the men's line, which would be fabulous for your little.
My gray goatee, that's really gray.
Yes, it would be fabulous. They've got shaving products that are amazing. We've got a balance line, a volume line, and a let it grow system that if someone is experiencing hair loss, it's not going to grow things where there's no garden, but right. if there's a healthy garden in your, you know, your scalp that we can create.
Right.
Like my husband has some hair. He's got some balding areas, and then he's got some hair. It's actually making his hair thicker. It's clinically proven.
That's awesome.
They also have, you know, dry shampoo and some, you know, an eye lash extender.
Not just dry shampoo.
No, not just dry shampoo.
It's one of the, it's an award-winning dry shampoo that even brunettes can use. And I'm a very, you know, have very dark hair. I've never been able to use a dry shampoo before because it always would leave like this chalky, kind of white powdery residue. But this doesn't, and it's phenomenal. So finally, us brunettes can have dry shampoo for us.
And
then
the basis is the
system.
Rejuvenate oil. So smell this. I'm gonna have him smell the oil while you're talking, Melinda. Go ahead,
Gary. Oh yeah. Okay. So the Let It Grow system is the one that I've been using. I'm a hypothyroid patient, and I experienced significant, mind-boggling hair loss over the past little while. And for me, within 4 weeks of beginning to use this product line, my hair stopped shedding, and then now 8 weeks later, I have little baby fuzz growing in. And the reason this is happening is because every single product is infused with an ingredient called Capixel. There's only two that aren't. I believe it's the dry shampoo and I think the hairspray. But every other product, including the styling products, have Capixel in them. And Capixel's been around for quite some time. The genius of Monade is that they have incorporated that into a hair care line and hair care products. And so nobody had done that before, even though this Capixel had been around and the knowledge and the science behind it had been around for several years. It was Monade that capitalized on that and created this phenomenal line that helped improve, you know, decrease hair loss, improve hair growth, shine, manageability, all these things. And there's a brand new product. You guys probably don't have split ends, but there's a brand new product called Rejuvenate.
Yeah, he's got it in his hand.
Nanotechnology gets this oil, this combination of oils, into the hair shaft, and it actually pulls the split ends back together and heals the hair.
Wow!
So it's not a topical that sits on top and brings them together and then, you know, rinses off, that type of thing. This actually penetrates the hair shaft and pulls those ends under together. And you can watch it. They've got some videos of it happening on a. Under a microscope,
that's
and it's
amazing.
Like,
wow, that
as a stylist,
yeah,
as a stylist, it's mind-boggling. When I saw that, I was like, "This is I mean, this is a game-changing product. Just
it
that
is.
One product alone, you know."
Well, look, I've picked up something here. It says "Only for You" by Monade thickening spray. So, look. You know, if I put this on my little goatee, I'm going to look like these guys from Duck Dynasty here in about another 15 minutes or something. I mean, it's probably that incredible and works that fast. So,
you're so much fun. I'm so glad to be here
just,
with you.
Look, just call me Willie in about 15 minutes, and I'll be a millionaire selling duck
That's
stuff.
That's right. This one's one of my favorites right here, the mask. This is great for people with curly hair or ethnic hair. This line is phenomenal for people that have ethnic hair.
So what does it do?
It conditions. It's a protein treatment, and it's phenomenal. Sometimes I mix it with the Rejuvenate oil, and people that have it changes the texture of your hair to just smooth, like here. I don't know if you can feel my hair.
I think I felt your hair last time.
I was talking about it. I'm like,
rub my bald head.
That's right, because you said you want to use it for your hair. I love you. You're so awesome, man. Oh, yeah, we have a lot of fun here on the Big D Show.
You never know what's going to happen on Big D Radio
Show.
That's a
never.
Fact. So
it was my anniversary last time. I remember that April 20th.
It was. Yeah,
you had them serenade me. I had the blast.
So yeah, I had Diana serenaded by a young man out of Birmingham that has his own band.
Yep, that was great.
Ben Mosley and the Contraband.
Yep, that's right.
So Ben Mosley, he was here, going to be part of the Battle of the Bands, and I yelled at him to come in the studio, and he serenaded her.
That was wonderful.
It was really cool.
Yep, I had a great time with you.
Sing. It was so, and every now and then I will follow Diana, and because let me tell you something, she gets on Facebook, she will throw out Facebook Live in a second, going down the highway. It doesn't matter. So, and I've seen some of, you know, where you've actually used the, maybe the shampoo, and
we have the hairspray one that's got like 9,300 views right now. People love that, because I did a candle and with the hairspray, and one of them almost blew up the can and the other one didn't.
Is it something like Aquanet?
Well, the Aquanet, it wasn't, I can't say what brand it was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, the other brand, lit on fire, and ours put the candle out.
Really?
So, yes, it did. I'll have to show it to you before I go. It's 37 seconds. Best time of your life.
So I can imagine all that aerosol packed in that can that will blow out a flame, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was like a blowtorch. It was awesome. Wow. We did it on Mother's Day. It was really fun. It was my gift to myself.
So to get the Monate products, they can also go to the same website, DianaHarrisonStrongEnough.com.
And at the very top, it'll say what I do to help people, and at the very end, it says Monate. I've got that hot link, so people just, and it takes you right over. And it's got my phone number. You can call me.
So now, do you also have the support groups linked into this?
Absolutely, into my website. I did that so that people could conveniently reach me.
So is do you, at certain times, do you do the whole chat thing, maybe as far as support groups go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you meet at certain times during the week, or what? I mean, just kind of tell me how the support group thing works.
It's more just posts, and then live videos, and then people reach out to me. A lot of times people just will call me, and I'll do what I can to help them out. I'm not a trainer for TTAP yet, but I'm a been there, done there, that expert, so I will help him.
Well, you've definitely been there. I mean, you've just lost an incredible amount of weight, and you've got the most beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you.
I don't, though.
I love your beautiful head. Remember what I told you last time? God made a few perfect heads and put hair on the rest,
that's
and you've
it.
Got a beautiful little noggin there,
thank
my friend.
Thank you.
You're awesome. So
thank
glad
you.
To be here with you.
Well,
thank
so
you for the honor.
Come. And I want to thank Melinda for chiming
thank
in
you.
And telling us about your experience, and we just hope that God just blesses you continually with this product and throughout your recovery for your entire life.
Thank you.
So, Diana, thank you for being in again.
My pleasure.
So, just call Danielle again. We'll come back, and we'll talk about hair again.
Okay. I'll have to take y'all to dinner sometime after the show. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yep.
Now, look, don't take me to Crystal, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I need something a little better than that.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
He wants Taco Bell. That's what he wants.
Yes. I want a steak soft taco is what I want. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Come back anytime. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. You can catch me again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. with Coleman attorney Melvin Haston, Understanding the Law. And check us out next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. for another edition of the Big D Radio Show. We will catch you next time. God bless you. Most importantly, God bless America.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
World is collapsing around our ears. I turn.